With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Russia and Ukraine agree to a Black Sea ceasefire following talks brokered by the U.S.
Both sides have agreed an effective maritime ceasefire in the Black Sea. And I'll quote you the specific phrase. The United States and Russia and Ukraine, depending on which document you've got, have agreed to ensure safe navigation, eliminate the use of force, and prevent the use of commercial vessels for military purposes in the Black Sea. So for the first time, we have actual commitments from both Ukraine and Russia to end the fighting in the Black Sea. Now, it hasn't been the center of the conflict for quite some time, but it is definitely a step forward.
Also at SRNnews.com, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is set to tour an El Salvadoran prison that took in hundreds of violent illegal immigrants in the U.S. On Wednesday, she'll visit the Terrorist Confinement Center, later meet with President Bukele, an ally of President Trump. Noem says the prison holds illegal immigrants that have ties to Venezuelan gangs. El Salvador is the first leg of Noem's trip and also includes stops in Colombia and Mexico. An update on the wildfires in the Carolinas.
Dry conditions, wind and trees downed by Hurricane Helene fueled wildfires in North Carolina and South Carolina, where evacuation orders were in effect Tuesday. Bo Dossett with North Carolina Forest Service says more than 5,000 acres have burned in three wildfires in Polk and Henderson counties, and red flag warnings are in effect.
We are starting to see fire behavior on the Black Cove complex start to increase as these winds come up, as the humidity drops and the temperature rises.
In neighboring South Carolina, two fires are burning in a mountainous region in Table Rock State Park and nearby Persimmon Ridge. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. A Christian teacher in England who was fired over comments loses her court challenge.
Gladys Ledger was fired from her teaching job in London 3 years ago for comments she made during a religious studies lesson. The 44-year-old teacher told students that being LGBTQ was a sin. Ledger took legal action, arguing that her dismissal was unfair. However, late last week, her challenge was rejected by a high court. The judge dismissed her case, faulting the teacher for what was called unacceptable professional conduct and saying her firing was, quote, justifiable, unquote. George Williams, SRN News.
12 members of a college baseball team were recently baptized at a Topeka, Kansas church. Athletes attend Washburn University. They've been ministered to by the pastor of First Southern Baptist Church, who hosts meals and Bible studies for the students in his home. Baptist Press reports the church's median age has dropped in recent years. This is SRN News. Senator Chuck Schumer is facing more pressure from his own party to step down as Senate Minority Leader. Bob Agnew has that.
Michigan State Senator Mallory McMorrow said during a political interview, Schumer may not know when it's time to step aside as leader. The 74-year-old Schumer has sustained numerous attacks from within the Democrat Party over his decision to cooperate with Republicans on a bill to avoid a government shutdown. McMorrow is considering a run for the soon-to-be vacant seat of Democrat Senator Gary Peters, who won't seek re-election in 2026. Bob Agnew reporting.
Federal judge in Texas has set a June trial date for the U.S. government's years-old conspiracy case against Boeing for misleading regulators about the 737 MAX jetliner before two of the planes crashed, killing 346 people. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor did not explain why he decided to set the case for trial. Boeing and the government are trying to renegotiate a deal that would allow the company to plead guilty. More details at SRNnews.com.